They became known as the Murder Babes, three Thai women in their 20s who went on the run after killing and dismembering a young bar worker. The Thai media became obsessed with the case, elevating the suspects to celebrities until they turned themselves in and confessed to murder. And all the while, people profited from the crime. Young girls wanted to buy the colourful striped bags the suspects carried in the CCTV footage, and unbelievably, souvenirs were produced. The whole thing sickened many Thais and raised questions about the conduct of the media and the police. Here's our Southeast Asia correspondent Liam Cochrane reporting from Bangkok.
One of the most disturbing photos from the whole so-called Murder Babes saga is not of the crime scene or the victim. It's a photo of a metal keychain, a product that went on sale at the height of the hype. It's a keychain of a tiny handsaw, and it's packaged along with a photo of Priyal, or Sour, the nickname of Priyanut Nonwanchai, one of those accused of hacking up the body with a similar saw. How on earth did we get to this point? Tacky souvenirs that glorify a grisly murder. Well, the sordid tale began in late May, when a body was discovered, chopped into two pieces, wrapped in plastic garbage bags and bins, and buried in a shallow grave in Khon Kaen, a province in the northeast of Thailand. The same day, three women fled across to neighbouring Myanmar, while a young couple also fled to Laos. The five of them were allegedly in a car that picked up 22-year-old Warissa Klingjuai, who worked at a karaoke bar. She was strangled and later dismembered. The motive, according to later confessions by Priyal and her accomplices, was that the young woman had given information to police, which led to the arrest of one of the women's husbands on drug charges. Local media alleged Priyal used and sold crystal methamphetamine, with rumours of connections to drug lords in Myanmar. Her Facebook page documented a life of gaudy consumption, shoes, handbags, overseas trips, and lots of photos amongst piles of banknotes. Thai police were quick to rule out links to drug rings, satisfied the police tip-off and an unpaid debt of about $1,500 were the true reasons for the killing. At this point, leaked photographs caused outrage. There's a snap of the three suspects in police custody. They're not handcuffed, and two of them are applying makeup before they attend a police press conference. Perhaps worse, photos of Priyal with a facial cleansing mask posing with police officers. The accused murderer flashes a peace sign, a cop laughs. Social media lit up with accusations of special treatment. The police defended themselves, saying it's normal for female suspects to be allowed to apply makeup before appearing in front of the media. Police then led the three women in a reenactment of the crime. When they reached the field where Warissa Klingjuai's body was disposed of, a wall of police officers was needed to control hundreds of angry villagers. The Bangkok Post quoted one onlooker saying she just wanted to see with her own eyes the, quote, beautiful face but cruel mind. The suspects apologised to the family of the victim. Some Thai observers thought the apology came off as insincere. The three were charged with premeditated murder and concealing a body. Of the other two suspects, one says he only drove the car, while his girlfriend says she wasn't even there. The media devoured every scrap. One paper interviewed the pilot who flew the suspects back to Thailand. Another outlet was criticised for this headline: "At least she knows how to be dutiful. A look at plans for the home Priyal is building for her mum." The case has gone quiet now, but will no doubt be splashed across the news when it goes to trial. And no doubt there'll be more soul-searching about what the publicity says about Thai society. Are people desensitized to violence by the daily dose of homicides and gory traffic accidents shown in the media? Is reality just another form of reality TV-style entertainment? Do people just care less these days? And what about the police? Well, the two officers posing with Priyal in her face mask were transferred as a result. However, the wider implications of drug dealing and possible links to regional meth trafficking do not appear to have been followed up. Weeks later, the Prime Minister did come out against police reenactments by suspects, something many here think is long overdue. Meanwhile, a family mourns the loss of their 22-year-old daughter and granddaughter. As ABC producer Jun pointed out, everyone now knows the name Priyal, but nobody remembers the victim's name. For the record, it was Warisar Klingjuai, and her nickname was Am. This is Liam Cochrane in Bangkok for Correspondence Report.